Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Five, I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Mark Zell is an American-Israeli lawyer. He's chairman of Republican Overseas Israel and vice president of Republican Overseas. We continue to talk about the alleged war crimes, the discussion around so-called genocide. Canadian authorities confirm opening a probe last year into alleged war crimes in Gaza. Now, I'm confused, because I thought the fact that Israel had a judicial system, clearly an independent one, because they're at loggerheads with government all the time, that would preclude this investigation. Mark Zell, good morning. Thank you for joining. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks to good to talk to you, Howard.
Nice
and to your listeners.
Nice to speak to you. So just can you give us some of the legality, explain some of the legality around this?
Sure. Well, I'm not a Canadian lawyer, but I did some looking into it. In 2000, the Canadian government, under Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, passed what was called the Crimes Against Humanity and War Crimes Act of 2000, which basically imported into Canadian law the obligations that Canada had as a signatory to the Rome Statute, which created the International Criminal Court just at the end of the 1990s and early 2000. And this basically gave the Canadian government, and primarily the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, official law enforcement national agency, to investigate allegations of war crimes and humanitarian crimes that violated the Rome Statute, especially genocide, etc. So long as there was a connection to Canada, that is, either the alleged abusers were Canadians or the victims were somehow connected to Canada. In the case of the investigation that the RCMP initiated in early 2024 that you mentioned, the investigation was aimed primarily, justified primarily by the allegation that that dual Canadian Israeli citizens who were serving in the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, were engaged in war crimes in connection with the Gaza operations following October 7th. As incredible as that may seem, and the whole thing is basically it's a political stunt by the Liberal Party in Canada, then under the control of Justin Trudeau, and now under Mark Carney,
is it performative, or is there substance to it?
No, it has as much substance as the International Court of Justice genocide proceedings had back in 2023, and the International Criminal Court proceedings against Prime Minister Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Golan had in 2024. So it's all politically motivated, and it's completely unjustified. And your point about the fact that Israel has a sophisticated judicial system which is able to deal with these kinds of issues and does deal with these kinds of issues effectively really makes the whole, really points out the very political biased nature of the Canadian investigation.
So can we expect anything at all to come of this?
Well, you know, it's not something that Israel controls.
No.
The situation in Canada for Jews is not particularly rosy, as you know, and that's an understatement.
Yes.
There's a wave of anti-Semitism sweeping through Canada. The current government is primarily anti-Israeli, pro-Hamas, and in a situation like that, the prospects are not particularly enticing. So I hope that the Canadian government comes to its senses and just stays its hand. They really shouldn't have anything to do with this controversy. Israel can handle it itself, and they're all on the ICC and the ICJ, are already dealing with it in proceedings, which, as I've indicated, really have no basis in law or fact.
Right, and that is unfortunately where we leave it. Mark Zell, thank you as always, wishing you a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom. That's Mark Zell. He is an American-Israeli lawyer, chairman of Republican Overseas Israel, and Vice President of Republicans Overseas. It's 8:30.